Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live. Oops. I'm Benny B, your host. Well, it's getting to that time of year. You know what I mean? When Indy 500's coming, Coke 600's coming. We had the All-Star Race in North Wilkesboro. There was a truck race there. I was looking for the results. I know who won, so we can get into that. But just that. So much going on, so much coming up. We'll have it all right here. All right, let's touch on a couple of things. Indy 500 qualifying is out of the way. After round six, on all is said, six rounds of qualifying. I guess after all is said and done, it says pole day, 21st, which was Sunday. Usually the pole qualifier was the first day of qualifying and everybody else was battling behind it. But, you know, if you look at the way things have changed in NASCAR, you'll understand it. All Forbes Motorsports changed things up a bit. Got to keep the fans interested, if they have any. And this is probably the biggest race of the year in the world. Been the, what, 100, is it going to be the 107th running? That tells you it's the prestige of all prestige. There's been NASCAR drivers entering this to try to win this. And then, you know, you had a few IndyCar drivers that wanted to win the biggest NASCAR race in the world, the Daytona 500. I know of two that have done that. One is A.J. Foyt, and the other is Mario Andretti. They've each won championships in the IndyCar series, but they did not try to compete for a championship in the Cup Series. The only one that's won championships in both, Tony Stewart. He won an IndyCar championship, and he's won a few NASCAR Cup Series championships. I think two with Gibbs, one is his own owner driver, so I think he's got three. Now, Jimmy Johnson, on the other hand, he drove Indy car last year, I guess, to try to win a championship or even a race. But he does have seven NASCAR Cup Series championships. There's only two other drivers in the history of NASCAR that have done that. Richard Petty, the King, and the late Dale Earnhardt. Two different driving styles. Two different eras, I guess, because you figure Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt overlapped while they were driving, and then Jimmy Johnson, I think he came along the end of the Earnhardt era. I don't know when Johnson's rookie year was, but I can go back and look. There's stats in the, I'm in the media. I got the stats. But anyway, so what's the lineup of the 33 car field? At least according to this, this is the official qualification results. So this is everybody that entered and where they finished up. Taking the pole, the place to start. Alex Palou with the fastest speed and time ever. He did the 2.5 miles in 2 minutes, 33 seconds. For a average speed of 234.217 miles an hour. Now, second and third weren't too far behind. Second, who is? Now, we're down in the thousandths, ten thousandths of a second. So, Palou is 233.7037. So they don't even break it down into tenths. They break it down into ten thousandths of a second. I'd like to see that stopwatch. Rhinus VK takes the second spot. And this is the front row, the top three. They go three across. Was 2 minutes, 33.707 seconds. So we're looking at 0.04 thousandths of a second off the pole speed at 234.211 miles an hour. And finishing out, I guess starting the outside of the front row, is Felix Rosenquist. And he had a speed of 2 minutes 33 seconds, 0.7713. So he was a bit slower, with a speed of 234.114 miles an hour. So we're looking at a tenth of a mile an hour slower. This is on pole day. So there's your front row. You got 11 rows of three drivers each. So row two, Santino Ferrucci. I'm not going to give you the speed or the time, but he's inside the front row. In the middle, Pato O'Ward. And outside of row two, former champ and winner, Scotty Dixon. Row three, Alexander Rossi, former winner. Takuma Sato in the middle, and former winner and IndyCar champ Tony Kanaan. Row four is Marcus Ericsson, Benjamin Peterson, and Will Power. Row five, Eddie Carpenter, Scott McLaughlin, and Kyle Kirkwood. Row six is Connor Daly, Joseph Newgarden, and Ryan Hunter-Reay. Next row, Romain Grosjean, Elio Castroneves, who's won four times, Colton Herta, and Simone Pagino. Next row is David Malukas, Marco Andretti. We're looking third-generation Andretti's here. Yeah, Mario, Michael, and his son, Marco, and Stefan Wilson. The next row is Devlin DeFrancisco, Augustin Canapino, and Callum Ilott. I'm a little off. Okay. Ilott, the next row will be Ilott, Anderson, and Catherine Leggy. We have a woman in the field. And then the last row is Christian Lundgaard, Stingray Robb, and Jack Harvey. So we do have Catherine Leggy. Any other women attempt? Okay, these are all qualifying times from other days. Day one, day one. All day. So everybody that made it got to stay there. At least that's how I'm taking this, the way this is set up. All right. So we'll find out for sure on Sunday. You have the early day Sunday is the Indy 500. Later on is the Coke 600. The Memorial Day 1100. Nobody is pulling double duty this year. They don't have a NASCAR driver trying to run Indy. And then make it back in time for the Coke 600. Let's see. Who's done it before? Kurt Busch has done it. Robbie Gordon. John Andretti, actually. He was the first one. But he was part of the Andretti family. He did some IndyCar driving. Decided to make his name in NASCAR. Didn't have too good a... didn't have an illustrious career, but it was, I guess, enough. Okay. At the Route 66. Nationals. We have... NHRA in action, and they had a specialty race there. It's called the first NHRA Pro Stock All-Star Call Out. And the winner of that, believe it or not, is a second-year driver who got her first win this year on a number one qualifier, and that is former guest Camry Caruso, driver of the Commissario Tequila. Never heard of that brand, but I'll have to check it out. Here's the thing. State I live in has government-owned liquor stores. So that being said, they may or may not have it in stock. Because I know there's some things they have an allotment for, they only get so many, and one of them is Buffalo Trace bourbon. I know Jack Daniels, Jim Beam. Well, Jim Beam's bourbon. Jack Daniels is Tennessee sour mash sipping whiskey. There's a difference, even in the flavor. But as far as smoothness goes, I mean, you have also Wild Turkey. There's so many bourbons out there. This one I saw an advertised for, it's called Two Bitches. Again, so far the smoothest bourbon I've ever had is Buffalo Trace. I got to go see my cousin. He lives near there, and I want to tour the distillery. It's known to be haunted, but I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, so our old guest Camry Caruso wins the first NHRA Pro Stock All-Star Call-Out, beating fellow competitors Christian Quadra, Troy Coughlin Jr., and Aaron Stanfield. He won a top prize of $28,000. Cat's getting into a tussle if you heard some stuff in the background. So, let's get to the results. That's usually I start at top fuel. But they did have pro mod running. Now, we have an IHRA pro mod champion on the show. Her name is Dina Parisi. She's looking to come back full force next year with her Cadillac Stella. So let's see where we go. The start of the pro stock. Work our way to top fuel. That's how they, let's see. The pro mods. Give a... Nobody I've heard of. But... Oh, yeah. Here's one I did heard of. Number 3 qualifier, Khalid Al-Balushi. Who ran for Al-Anabi Racing in the top fuel division. Al-Anabi had drivers like Del Worsham, Larry Dixon, Sean Langdon. I mean, champs there. And former show guests. Now, the only one I haven't had on was Al-Balushi, but when Al-Anabi decided to disband, had to do with, I guess, after 9/11. Things kind of got a little cray-cray there between those nations, and so they decided to, even though they were out of Qatar, but anyway, Jose Gonzalez did win the event, and Chris Thorne was your runner-up. Jose Gonzalez had the best ET, 5.696 seconds. That's faster than regular old pro stock. That's something I got to talk to Dina about. Pro mod, ET is faster than pro stock. And we went pro stock motorcycle. Did they run? Yes, they did. That came down to Chip Ellis and Gage Herrera. Chip Ellis was your number 2 qualifier. Gage Herrera was your number 1 qualifier. Gage got through Ron Tournau in round 1. Mark Ingerson in round 2. Eddie Krawick in round 3. And setting up the stage versus Chip Ellis, who went up against Chris Bostic in round 1. Chase Van Sant, round 2. A bunch of names I'm not recognizing. And Hector Arana Jr. in round 3. I know him. He's been on the show back in the NJC days. So, the end, it was Chip Ellis with a 029 and a 679 with a 1. And Gage Herrera with an 041, 200s off the tree slower, but 600s off the down the track quicker. So, that negates the hang time off the light to give Gage the win. He also came with a low ET of 670 with a 6. But the best reaction was Mark Ingerson at 002. That's damn near perfect. And Hector Arana Jr., 201.73 miles an hour. Pro stock. Let's see where our girls did. Number 1 qualifier, Dallas Glenn. He was in the finals with Derek Kramer. So, Ah, that's right. Round one, our five-time champ, Erica Enders, having a rough year this year. She had an 042 light. Versus Aaron Stanfield with an 021 light. Two 100s quicker. Made up for the difference that Stanfield had going down the track at 654 with a 6. Erica had a 653 with a 1, so he gets the whole shot. And Camry qualified number 5. Went up against Jerry Tucker. And the difference again, the light. Camry, 052, which is low for pro stock, but when you go up against your number 12 qualifier who had a perfect light at 000, even though he had a 656 with a 5 and she had a 656 with a 1, she was 4/1000 quicker, but 5/100 off the tree slower, gives him the whole shot, and he goes up against Troy Coughlin. Now, Dallas Glenn, on the other hand, he went up against Chris McGahey in round one, 022 to 034, 653 to a 658, not close there on either end. Set stage for round two with, seven-time champ Greg Anderson. .023 for Glenn. .060 for Anderson. Again, 657 for Glenn, 655 with a 4 for Anderson. 2/100ths of a second quicker going down the track. 4/100ths of a second getting off the light. That reaction time makes a big difference. All right, Dallas Glenn versus Jerry Tucker. Glenn, 047. Jerry Tucker, 007. Well, once you get past there, Jerry's luck ran out. Dallas Glenn with a 656 with a 3. Had Jerry gotten something close to that, he would have made it to the finals, but his ET was 18.673, so you know he had some serious problems. Let's check out other finalists. Derek Kramer, who's your number 2 qualifier, went up against Mason McGahey in round one. That was pretty even heat off the light. The 037 to an 035. McGahey, 2/1000ths quicker. That's something you probably even notice on the track. Going down the track, Kramer, 654. McGahey, 658. So, yeah, it wasn't close. All right. Round two up against Kramer versus Christian Quadra. Christian Quadra just wound up beating, I think, his brother. His father's Fernando Quadra Sr. So, he went up against Christian Quadra Jr. I mean, Fernando Quadra Jr. Both tree pretty fast, but ET, 659 for Christian, 1501 for Fernando. So give it to Christian up against Kramer. Kramer, don't know if they have another Kramer that can run it, but Kramer versus Kramer. You know, remember that old movie? I didn't watch it. All right, off the light, 028 for Kramer. 656 with a 5. BT. Quadra, 043. All right, you already had a 2/100 second hole. And 658 with an 8. So you're looking at a 5/100 of a second difference from when one crossed the took the wind light versus the other. So Kramer moves on against Aaron Stanfield. All right, now this was close enough off the tree where the ET actually made a difference. 041 for Kramer. 044 for Stanfield. Is it 3/1000ths? Not a big deal. Okay. But maybe it is a big deal when you get down to the ET. 656 with a 7 for Kramer. 657 with a 4 or so. 1/100th of a second slower on the ET makes the difference there. And sets up Dallas Glenn versus Derek Kramer. All right, off the tree. 047 for Glenn. 044 for Kramer. Down the track is, again, where the biggest difference is. Glenn had a 056. Kramer a 1259. End of story. Glenn wins the Wally. Kramer runner-up. Low ET, Erica Enders. Had to be in round one. She didn't make it past round one. No, she didn't. Her 653 with a 1 was the lowest ET in the field, and it didn't get her to the round two. Reaction time. I don't know what happened. Her reaction time used to be like death in taxes. She'd either be in the double O's or the low O1s or perfect. Maybe she's slacking. Nah. All right. Funny car. Ha, 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 ha. Who do we got in the finals? Tim Wilkerson and Ronnie Capps. Now, Ronnie Capps usually up at the end there, but Tim Wilkerson, hit or miss. So it's good to see Timmy make it up there with what he has as an independent as far as his own team, and he drives a Ford, but he's not, so I don't know if he's supported by Ford or what. I think maybe a one time, but when Ford pulled out of the field, if they're sponsoring the him, Bob Pasca, John Force Racing, I think a couple others, they decided to stick mainly with NASCAR. Bob Tasca was able to get them to sponsor him because, well, they were his sponsor to begin with. B, he has a Ford dealership and sells factory parts. So if you got a Ford and need factory parts, go to Bob Tasca, TascaParts.com, I think. Get the real deal parts from real deal Ford driver. All righty. Robert Hight was your number one qualifier. Tim Wilkerson was number 5. And Ronnie Capps was number 6. So they were pretty close. We'll start with number 6. And then we'll go with number 5. Ronnie Capps against Terry Haddock, 087 to 139. Give it the Capps off the light. 4002, Haddock 407. Give it the Capps. Round 3 at 2. Ronnie Capps at the 398. Up against nobody. J.R. Todd versus Dale Creasy. Neither of them were able to get into round two, but by the look of things, it might have been Creasy because he had an ET half the time of J.R. Todd. I think I remember seeing Todd blow up. And then up against Chad Green in the semis, 056 for Green, 078 for Caps, a 4085 for Green, 3985 Caps. So either way, Caps had it better just because he was 1/10 of a second fast. Off the light, probably made it look closer than what it was. All right, that's fine. Timmy Wilkerson. Round one against Blake Alexander. 106, 398 for Wilkerson. 077, 413 with a 9. Alexander. Wilkerson moves on against Alex Laughlin. This one is close on the tree. A 111 for Wilkerson, a 114 for Laughlin. 408 for Laughlin. 410. And 4.01 for Wilkerson. Give that one to Tim. And then up against a former Ford competitor, now driving a Chevy, John Force. You have an 094 for Wilkerson and an 023 for Force. So you think, wow, with that big a gap. But, again, tire issues, traction. Wilkerson with a 401. John Force with a 467 setting the stage. All right, here's Wally time. 411 with an 053 for Caps. Not too shabby. But a 101 with a 396 with a 6 for Wilkerson. Wilkerson walks off with a Wally. Caps the runner-up. 394 with a 0 is Louis T. by John Force. Best reaction time, John Force, 023. And top speed, Robert Height at 327.43 miles. On to the big guns, Top Fuel. Came down to Clay Milliken and Josh Hart. All right, Josh Hart had been on the show. I think it's his own team. Where's Josh? Here he is, up against Antron Brown in round one. 060 for Antron, 054 for Hart. 475 to a 439 by Hart, so Hart takes it. Round two, Jacob McNeil and Josh Hart, 066 for McNeil, 048 for Hart, 387 for McNeil, which is a good time, but Hart with a 379 with a 3 takes that one. Into the semis against TJ Zizzo, 49 for Zizzo, 43 for Hart off the light. Zizzo might have had it if he didn't lose traction. Well, it was an 11.446. But 74.29. That's a mile an hour. Josh Hart. 043, 391, 310 miles. Obviously, Josh Hart took that. Former guest. DJ Zizzo, 371, OET. Justin Ashley, OAZ. He was on the show the same day as, no, it wasn't the same day, different week. All right, let's check the standings. Top Fuel, Steve. Steve Torrance has a 0-2, has a 17-point lead over Brittany Force. There's going to be a battle there between them two for a championship. I'd like to see Brittany get it. That would give it. That would make it her second in a row. But you never know. Austin Prock in third, 27 back. Justin Ashley, 34 back. Leah Pruitt had a decent day yesterday. 34 back. Antron Brown in sixth. Josh Hart, seventh. Mike Salinas, eighth. Sean Langdon, ninth. And Doug Kalita, tenth. Clay Milliken, not far behind in 11th. He is actually 20 points out of the countdown. Ever. Funny car. Matt Hagen's still holding the top spot. Ronnie Capps. Second, Robert Height, third. 13 points between Hagen and Capps, though. Height, 40 back. Alexis in fourth is 52. Wilkerson helped him out, but he's still 87 back. Chad Green is 91 back, sixth. Bob Task is 7th, is 117 back. John Forrest is 132 back in 8th. Pedregon and J.R. Todd 10th. Excuse me. Pro Stock. Dallas Glenn is holding the top spot. He's got a big lead over Matt Hartford. Derek Kramer is third. There's only a 13-point gap there. Troy Coughlin in fourth. So second, third, and fourth are pretty tight. Aaron Stanfield in fifth, Camry Caruso sixth, Greg Anderson seventh, Bo Butner eighth, Christian Quadra ninth, and Al Koretsky rounds out your top 10. Where is Erica? 14th, 335 points out, not even close to the countdown. That would be something if she don't even make the countdown. Might have to text her, wondering what's happening. And then Pro Stock Motorcycle, we have Gage Herrera. He's having a good year. Came out of nowhere because usually his name is nowhere in my purview till this year. He has a 169-point lead over Eddie Krawick. Defending champ Matt Smith is 175 back. Then you have Chase Van Sant in fourth. Hector Arana Jr. in fifth. Joey Gladstone sixth. Angie Smith seventh. Steve Johnson eighth. Gianna Evaristo in ninth. And in the tenth spot, Chip Ellis. Where's Angel? No Angel? Where's she? Did I miss her? Is she not even, is she off this year? Is she having a baby or something? Huh. Not in this event. Or not in the playoffs at all. Let me go back and, that's not like Angel Sampe, who has had the most wins as a female in NHRA. Huh. Things are changing. No Angel. I think she ran last event. And she's not even in the countdown, the playoff run. All righty. Let's check out. North Wilkes. There we go. We have the Truck Series. And let's start with there. That's Saturday. It was Saturday and Sunday. I'm surprised that they didn't run Friday and Saturday. It's hard to run a, usually they don't run an all-star. They don't run races at night on Sundays unless there's rain involved, and I don't think there was this weekend. But a lot of cup guys in this one, but and then, of course, taking the win, leading twice for 138 laps, driving the number 7 truck for HendrickCars.com, go figure. 252 laps. Kyle Larson, he took stage 2. He's not ineligible for points. Ty Majeski second. Matt DiBenedetto third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Bubba Wallace, like I said. A few cup people running. Fifth. Corey Haynes sixth. D1 stage 1, so he's the only person to get a playoff point because he's a Truck Series regular. Matt Kraft in 7th, Chase Purdy 8th, 9th Ross Chastain, and Grant Enfinger rounding out top 10. And our ladies involved, Haley Deegan wound up 20th. I think she was the only lady involved. There were 12 cautions for 81 laps. Figure they haven't run this track in, see, was it 96? So you're looking at almost 20 years. Average speed, 68.7. Margin of victory, 5/8 mile track paved. They brought this back to life. Because I think Dale Jr. was trying to bring it back for e-racing, for iRacing, you know. So they wound up getting it ready, and NASCAR, I guess, decided to let's do something with it. So they put the Truck Series and the All-Star Race. Let's check the points. Corey Haim, Ty Majeski, Zane Smith, Grant Enfinger, Christian Eckes, Ben Rhodes, Matt Kraft in 7th, Tanner Gray 8th, Knight Stuart Friesen. If Tanner can get a win, he can lock it in. And 10th is Matt DiBenedetto. There was an underrated driver. Doing basically low budget. It's good to see people like that. All righty. Let's see. Maybe we can pick up. There he is, Kyle Larson. See what he had to say.
All right. We've now been joined by our race winner in today's Tyson 250 here at North Wilkesboro Speedway, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 7 Chevrolet. Kyle, congratulations on that win. Tell us a little bit about those closing laps and your performance today, but also what it felt like to get out of that truck in front of all the fans here at North Wilkesboro.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun racing there. You know, it was a longer race than normal, I think, for the truck series. So, and we got to run a lot of green flag laps through the middle portions of the race. So that was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, there were some varying strategies going on there at the end. We had a really great truck and was able to kind of pick my way forward there those final 20. And then you get to Bubba and just be patient behind him. I knew I was a lot better than him, but I obviously knew he was going to race hard to try and keep the lead. So, yeah, it was fun battling him there for a minute. And then we had that green-white checkered and just was focused on getting a good launch and you're not washing up too much into one and two. And I was able to do that and get clear out in front by a couple of truck lengths and get to the white and then the checkered. So it was fun. And thanks to Spire Motorsports and Bono and everybody on that team, it was I didn't know what to expect, you know. I knew that the truck field was going to be really tough this weekend, and they prepared a great piece. So, you know, huge hats off to them.
All right. We're now going to open for questions for Kyle. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work.
There you have Kyle Larson winning the truck race. All right. That being said, to get into the All-Star race, you had to win the Open and then get, I guess, voted in by some fans during the event. So we had a total of 24 drivers. And I guess Josh Berry, who won the Open, was able to transfer in. Noah Gragson also made it in. He started 24th. And we'll be able to put the transfers. Anyway, that's beside the point there. All right, we ran a total of 200 laps. There was an intermission at lap 100. It was a short one because I watched the whole race and prized it how fast they went through that. There were only 3 lead changes amongst 2 drivers. Your pole sitter was Daniel Suarez. But when it came down to it, like I said, no points, no playoff points, none of that. It's just a matter of who had it, the best car and the best action to win the $1 million. So it's a race for money. Of course, North Wilkes, I said 5/8 of a mile. Weird length, but short track. I think the longest short track is Richmond at 3/4 of a mile. So anything under a mile is called a short track. All right. Taking home the win and basically sweeping the weekend is none other than Kyle Larson. He led twice for a whopping 145 of the 200 laps. That's right. He dominated the race. Bubba Wallace, good run for him in this race as well, coming in second. Tyler Reddick, third. Chase Briscoe, fourth. Chase Elliott, fifth. Ryan Blaney, sixth. Daniel Suarez, seventh. And he led twice for 55 laps, making up 2 people leading the whole 200 laps. Eric Jones in 8th, Ty Gibbs in ninth, and Joey Logano rounding out the top 10. This is Larson's third All-Star win, tying him with Jeff Gordon and I think Dale Earnhardt. There was two cautions for 12 laps. None of them, okay, they had a competition break. I guess that was 19 laps on lap 102 to 110. Nine laps. How do you go from 102 to 110 and call it 19? That's more like 8. Well, I don't know. I'm not the statistician. The only other one was the 43 and 47 in turn 4 for 3 laps. I guess it was just one of them where nobody wrecked, but somebody got a little out of control, so they quick on the trigger and threw a yellow. All righty. Let's see if we can hear from our all-star winner. I think they meant Kyle Larson, not Bush. Crew Chief Cliff Daniels and Motorsports President Jeff Andrews. Isn't that Jeff Gordon?
All right. We're now going to continue into our post-race press conference here for tonight's NASCAR All-Star Race. We've now been joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 HendrickCars.com Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle, congratulations on that win. In dominating fashion, we should add. Tell us a little bit about just the overall day of kind of coming in, seeing all the fans, and then being able to take home that victory tonight.
Yeah, no, it was, as we all know, it was a great atmosphere all weekend, and a great job to Marcus and his whole team on reviving this place and making this, real. Like, I don't think we ever thought that it would get to this point, over the All-Star race when Dale and everybody was here, cleaning up weeds and cleaning everything to scan for iRacing. I don't think any of us thought that the All-Star race could be here someday or a Cup Series race in general. So the vibe was just amazing. And the race too was quick. It was fun. It made it fun that my car was so good and just a great night. I didn't expect to be fast at all. Cool weekend.
All right. We're now going to go to the media for questions. If you have a question for Kyle, raise your hand, and we'll work to get a microphone to you. We'll start in the middle with Matt Weaver, come up to Bob, and make our way around the room.
Matt Weaver, Motorsports Tribune. So I guess I got the impression this weekend that you guys weren't totally happy with the car after practice and then early in the race. So then lap 15, it seems like that was kind of the winning decision to come down pit road. Were you surprised that the car was that good once you put the tires on and then it was able to hold on in clean air?
Yeah, definitely. Friday we were really bad. Yes, I ran the fast lap of practice, but if you look at the 30 lap average, I was like second to last. So we were really bad, really bad on Friday. Saturday, we were really bad in the heat race as well. I was super loose in the heat race, like loose everywhere, no grip. And then, so I had not great expectations for tonight. I thought, I just didn't think there was enough that they could do to make me better. I thought we'd run around 15th tonight, being a short race, starting where we did, I was like, man, you can't pass here. So, but then we fired off. I dropped anchor, I got stuck in the outside lane, kind of settled into like second to last or whatever. And you're just trying to fill my car out. And I was like, man, I think I'm all right here. Like, I'm not bad. I can't pass, but I was like, man, my entry's more stable. I can get to the middle. All right. My drive off seems better than yesterday. Never did I think that we would drive to the lead, but, we pitted for tires. And, I sped on pit road, so we restarted last and was able to pick off a lot of cars in the outside lane the first few laps. And then then I could get that line low off of four working and get really good drive off and manage my tires. I felt like pretty good down there as well. So once I was picking people off, I was like, man, is my car this good? Or is like the tire disparity the reason why I'm driving to the field? So like I asked, like, man, is anybody else passing like I am, you know, that were on new tires? And they didn't say really that anybody was. So I was like, well, shoot, our car is really good here. And yeah, then we got the lead, and I was like, well, shoot, I want to lap as many cars as I can so we don't have to deal with as many for the final segment. So I think they said we had like a 12-second lead or something, which is great. And then, came off the leader up the road, and knowing how good my car was, I wanted the second segment to play out exactly like it did. I just wanted a long run to the end, no drama, and that's what happened. You know, I was able to kind of manage my stuff throughout the early port, really the whole run, but you know, my car felt good enough I could look in my mirror and stretch away from Bubba and push it when I needed to see if I still had lap time in the car, and continue to manage my stuff. So
there you have Kyle Larson talking about his win coming up this weekend live from Charlotte, all three series Friday night at 8:30 on Fox Sports 1, you have the North Carolina Education Lottery 200 Truck Series Saturday at 1 on Fox Sports 1, a Allsco Uniforms 300, and then Sunday at 6 p.m., Monday's Memorial Day, the Coca-Cola 600 on regular Fox. So there you have it. I'm Vinny B., your host. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.